Structure and Kinematics of a Massive Galaxy at Z Approximately 7, by A.C. Posses et al. Observations of the rest frame UV emission of high redshift galaxies suggest that the early stages of galaxy formation involved disturbed structures. Imaging the cold interstellar medium can provide a unique view of the kinematics associated with the assembly of galaxies. In this paper, we analyze the spatial distribution and kinematics of the cold ionized gas of the normal star-forming galaxy CUS 298703024-7 at Z equals 6.8076, based on new high-resolution observations of the C2-158 line emission obtained with the Atacama Large Millimeter, Submillimeter Array. These observations allowed us to compare the spatial distribution and extension of the C2 and rest frame UV emission, model the C2 line data cube using 3D Barolo, and measure the C2 luminosity and star formation rate, SFR, surface densities in the galaxy subregions. The system is found to be composed of a main central source, a fainter north extension, and candidate, C2, companions located 10 kpc away. We find similar rest frame UV and C2 spatial distributions, suggesting that the C2 emission emerges from the star-forming regions. The agreement between the UV and C2 surface brightness radial profiles rules out diffuse, extended C2 emission in the main galaxy component. The C2 velocity map reveals a velocity gradient in the north-south direction, suggesting ordered motion, as commonly found in rotating disk galaxies. But higher resolution observations would be needed to rule out a compact merger scenario. Our model indicates a low average velocity dispersion, sigma. This was Structure and Kinematics of a Massive Galaxy at Z Approximately 7, by A.C. Posses et al.